Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet. Today, our topic is 10 reasons why people don't buy from you. If you'd like to join our conversation, just feel free to go ahead and post your question in the chat room, or you can go ahead and give us a call at 347-324-3460. We're going to take a short station break real quick, and we'll be back more with the show. You're listening to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Welcome back with The Core. So 10 reasons why people don't buy from you, and this is something I've experienced that, you know, you work with people, you befriend people, you do what you can to try to engage them, and just something doesn't work. And here's some 10 simple tips that you can do beyond what you're already doing that, you know, some things work with a customer, some things doesn't work with a customer. So one thing you want to make yourself do and keep in mind, you don't make people feel safe when they order. You got to, when they place an order with you, you got to make sure that they feel that when they buy something online that it's a secure site. So getting some of those secure elements, the green bar along with the tag for sort of secure server, that would make them feel very comfortable because they really don't feel safe in putting their credit card information in there. You know, if you are a member of the BBB, a member of its industry, or some other logos that you can put on your site to show that you're a trusted, well-established organization, do that. Try to procure yourself as a reputable business and in order for them to actually put their information online. Number two, you know, you want to have a good ad copy in person or online. So if you're going to invest some money in, a lot of people can't afford to have a website designer to do all they can to make it look like an Amazon.com. But some things you can do that can make you with templates with WordPress to make sure you have a clean site. If you need to invest something that makes it look good. If you have $1,000, spend $1,000 to have someone to make a site for you. Web.com actually will give you a site that will charge you for it. But they have programs like from $49, they'll build your site for 5 pages, and you can build from there. But they'll kind of give you a nice, clean site, a template-based program to get you started. And then if you have someone who can do WordPress, no, go ahead and do that instead. But make sure it's a nice, clean, attractive copy and put all your emblems and logos that recognize you as an industry leader, that you're a safe buyer as well. And nothing cheesy about, hey, cheesy logos or cheesy things to get people to buy. Look as professional as you can. Look at somebody that you want to buy from, and that's what you should use in order to have your for your site for your business. Number three, you don't remind people to come back and visit. Make sure they have a good experience the very first time. Make sure you acknowledge your order properly. Make sure you even send them a thank you right after the order to make sure they have that confirmation. And maybe you can, you know, just do a little thank you card. I have one customer retailer that actually cut out some cardboard paper and just put a simple note. They did a whole bunch of them and just say thank you for your order in writing, and that meant a lot to that person who's receiving it. And it was signed by one of the staff persons. They did in their own handwriting, and that personalized things, and so that made that person come back. They know that a person actually took care of their order. And this was a doggy biscuit company that baked their own dog biscuits, and they wrote that, those little personal notes. Sometimes you don't have time to do it, but if you do a whole bunch of them at one time in handwriting, or have someone that has nice handwriting, you know, in school to do it for you, it goes a long way. Number four, don't let people know anything about your business. You know, you don't want to personalize it to yourself, trying to give all your information out there. So don't give them the whole story. Just give them enough to make them feel comfortable. Now, if you're in certain industries and service industries, you want people to know who the people are. But if you're into a heavy volume industry, you not necessarily want that information out there because you're exposed to a lot of people. So kind of keep that in mind. They will feel more comfortable if they know who they're buying. But don't put a whole lot of information out there, how they contact you. You know, just your basic name, basic this and that, because some people will look on LinkedIn. So make sure the information matches together. What's on LinkedIn, what's on the other social networks, matches what you put on your site. Okay? Number five, don't forget to give people as many order options as possible. Credit cards are number one. Check sometime is still an option here. A lot of companies just don't do COD anymore. It's just really, really expensive to do that. But allow them to, you know, call you. Allow them to email you. Allow them to fax to you. You know, let them give that information to you to make them feel comfortable. Even by postal mail, some people still comfortable in doing that. Give them that option. Number six, don't make your website look, how you describe it, not really crappy. Don't make it look more than what that industry really needs. If you have Flash is good if you're doing graphic design kind of thing, but it's not good for a consumer. It's not good for it's not good for SEO. But if you're doing graphics, make sure it's for that market of graphics. You know, architects is going to be looking at this. Yes, the graphics show is great. But make it clean enough that the search engines can read that as well. Another one is you don't let people read your ad before they get your freebie. So make sure you keep that in mind as well. When you use free stuff to lure people to your website, include it below your ad copy or another website page. Make sure you capture the information before you actually give it to them. Number eight, you don't attract your target audience, but you know they want to buy your services. Kind of keep that in mind as well. And number two, don't test and improve your copy. Make it as simple as possible. Make it a nice, clean communication. Number 10, you don't give people an urgency to buy. You should give them urgency to buy, then say not urgency to buy. But don't go overdo it. Say buy now or it's over. Kind of build that trust first and then go from there. Also, I include this information on the Core Business Show website. If you just Google it or just type in the corebusinessshow.com, this article is on there, and many articles are free as well. So thank you for listening. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Take care and have a great day. Thank you for listening. You listen to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.